Hello and welcome to the Sports Drawer podcast. My name is Robinson Okenye. Today I'm joined by the Standard Group Chief Graphics Designer Cedric Musumba, and we are going to take a look at what transpired on Match Day 6 of the English Premier League. We're taking stock. Manchester United got a 3-1 win against Arsenal. We'll be focusing on that game. And aside from that, we'll be taking a critical look at video assistant referee. The VAR, has it been used the way it's supposed to be in the English Premier League, or it's a thorn so far in the English Premier League? Welcome to the Sports Drawer, Cedric Musumba. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Robinson.
Yes, we had 33 goals scored on Match Day 6, and I want us to begin, of course, with the final game of the weekend. That was Manchester United getting a 3-1 win against Arsenal. Your thoughts on that win for Manchester United? Is it a confidence booster for the Red Devils, or it kills the confidence for the Gunners?
It is, given to the fact that they started by losing their two first matches. And at some point, actually, you see also they have hired some of the young players who could not really give them the value of really containing the pressure that comes with the Manchester United fans. Mm-hmm. But then again, after that two, miserable start of the EPL league, they and again recollected themselves and started giving their fans actually what they needed to see. Mm-hmm. If you go by how they played yesterday, I can kind of say that it's a team that is really gelling up very fast. Mm-hmm. It's a team that is coming up with players who are now playing for the badge. Mm-hmm. Players who are playing to really to reclaim the lost glory of the Manchester United that we have been associating ourselves with, mm-hmm, since I think 2013. Yes. But you see, if where I'm sitting, the mm-hmm likes of Ruud van Nistelrooy, the likes of Van Persie, who had and again
the lethal strikers that we used to see back
to
in say, the day.
Yeah, at Manchester United, mm-hmm, watching these youngsters, the way they are bringing in their energy, mm-hmm, the character that they are really bringing into the pitch, mm-hmm, how they are utilizing this particular pitch, mm-hmm, playing with a purpose, with an intent of scoring goals, it can really start making understand that this coach is bringing back what they have been missing. Mm-hmm. And maybe given time, Manchester United will give them the value of their money. More so, what I like about it, and Robby, maybe you will agree with me or disagree with me on this, mm-hmm, is that just imagine all the majority of these players, they have not been together for a while.
Yes.
Remember the likes of Anthony just dropping in like in a few hours, mm-hmm, and he's in the pitch. Ended up even scoring for Manchester United.
Yes.
How the likes of
the likes of Martinez, Malasia, the guys that joined this season, Eriksen the same.
Exactly, mm-hmm, and Eriksen. Mm-hmm. But all this chunk of players, mm-hmm, being brought together, they play as if they have been together as a unit, mm-hmm, for an entire season. Mm-hmm. Then the question comes, how will it be if they continue playing like this without even accumulating injury? Mm-hmm. Then it will be a force. A force that will be now start challenging the so associated top six that we have been seeing in this particular league.
Let's talk about Arsenal. I mean, they've been playing well for the last five games, and then yesterday happened. From your own view, you know, what did not happen in that match for Arsenal?
I said it before, and I know Arsenal fans will at some point throw stones at me, mm-hmm, or castigate my issues.
Yes.
But then again, as I've always said, that, mm-hmm, is my own opinion. Sometimes I stand to challenge my opinion with a strong point of acceptance whenever I see that maybe I'm wrong and somebody is dropping in a point that has got some value. But and again, on this particular point, I might say that Arsenal, and I repeat, had not actually started meeting the test of their value. Mm-hmm. It's yesterday when they tested. And when I say testing of their value, mm-hmm, remember these are arch rivals.
Yes.
Even if when they are that low, mm-hmm, arch rivals has always raised to the level and bring the value and magnitude that expected from their fan. Because they don't necessarily just play for soccer, as in to enjoy soccer, mm-hmm, but they also play to impress their
fans.
Player number 12.
Yes.
And that's their fans. Mm-hmm. At this particular point, Manchester United were playing at home. Mm-hmm. Remember, this is a team this season that has shown us that at home, it's becoming so dangerous to actually drop a point at home. Mm-hmm. And if you go play at Stamford Bridge, if you go play at Old Trafford, mm-hmm, you will realize that it's too hard. You'll really work hard even to collect a single point. Mm-hmm. That's what I saw yesterday. And again, also remember, I can give credit to the coach to an aspect that they so associate, they so character that everyone has associated with for a very long period and long season coming, season in, season out at Manchester United, were relegated to bench. I'm talking about the Harry Maguire. I'm talking about the Wan-Bissaka. I'm talking about the Cristiano Ronaldo. Talking about the Luke Shaw. Look, those are the players that we had been associated with at Manchester United. Without them, you could think that Manchester is going to lose the game. This is a coach who has come, he has read them and has realized these are the element that has been making me lose or drop some points. Bringing in some youngsters. And again, these youngsters, they are growing, bringing value, bringing points. And I know at some point, when they will get to be sold out, they will leave some cash into the Manchester United. That's now what we call commercialization of soccer. You bring beautiful soccer with an intent of making money out of it at the end of it.
Of course, Cedric saying that, you know, Arsenal was yet to meet the big teams in the English Premier League, and Manchester United is one in the line of many to come in the month of September. Remember, they will be playing the North London Derby in a few weeks to come. Aside from that, they will be facing Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester City in the month of September. Of course, coupled with also the Europa League. Now, that is one of the games that was played in match day six. Aside from that, we had Liverpool settling for a barren draw against Everton in the Merseyside Derby at Goodison Park. Cedric, I expected Liverpool to get 3 points convincingly, having in mind that Everton is a side currently struggling in the league.
It's hard, you see, when you meet a team of Everton caliber at this time and moment, don't just expect things to fall on your plate in a silver way. Nothing will come on your side on a silver platter. You need to work hard for Liverpool might be coming into this particular match as their heads raised up, knowing that maybe they are going to meet in
And
quotes,
remember, this is after they had scored nine
goals against
Bournemouth.
But you see, this is a game changer. It's not necessarily that Everton are that underdog as people might think. The season is still too young. Everton has still contained the kind of players who exactly and necessarily struggled last season. But remember, they bailed that team out of relegation zone at the dying minutes of the season. And these are the players that I think, after having done so, and also comparable to what Aston Villa, if you remember at a certain point, I think the previous season, worked on a similar measure and energy. I think they thought that maybe at this particular time, if you retain this team that has salvaged, this player that has salvaged the team, they will work hard and maybe pull the team out of the relegation, which has not been the same again. But then again, remember, it also has a crutch of players who are on injury. The likes of Minamino is still actually nursing some injuries. That gives a hole in their central defense. And that's where the ball is actually commanded from.
Remember, at some points, Mason Holgate,
some points when we are talking to you, I say that if you don't have guys who can command your
central defense,
your center back, if your center back is not managed very well, even your midfield starts misfunctioning, because at some points the midfielder will start falling back to come and help the center back, and that creating much space for the opponent to move around the ball and maybe challenge your defensive line. This has what has happening at Everton. They need just to work around about their midfield and also identify somebody who will come in and try to rectify that centre-back position. And in the case of Liverpool, I think it's time to realize that soccer is really changing very fast. Ruby, I like associating soccer to, let's say, a climatical change. Soccer is being redefined by technology. And as the time goes by,
You have to adapt.
Yeah, you have to adapt very fast. Liverpool, with their Regan pressing kind of soccer, which we have been associated with Klopp for a very long period of time, it seemed to be getting adopted by the opponent very fast. And you can see right now, Liverpool is not pressing. And also at some point, I really see like them losing money has really killed their front three attacking line. That front three as it is not functioning as this in the same way as it used to function in the previous years, simply because Mane could actually torment guys from the right right flank, while Mane would actually do the same. Salah would torment at the right while Mane would from the left. And then the center back now, by so doing, because you are pulling this center back wide from their traditional areas,
yes,
then create too much spaces at, yes, the center that could give them goals. Mm. That is not happening as it is right now. Man is struggling even to break ice.
You mean Salah?
Salah is struggling to break ice in each and every defense that he's facing. Mm-hmm. Which means even, and I think if you go by the kind of goal that he has scored, mm-hmm, you can tell a kind of a player who is getting now frustrated. Mm-hmm. The more matches Liverpool continue dipping in without Salah getting goals,
yes,
the more psychological effect he will actually accumulate. And then what will be the end result? Mm-hmm. Maybe he might end up not really performing the same way you have associated him with.
Mm-hmm. And yes, we had Brighton getting a 5-2 win against Leicester City. What's not happening to the Foxes, Cedric?
You see, I don't think if...
Currently, they're at the bottom of the league.
I don't think if Brendan Rodgers really is not seeing what you are seeing,
mm-hmm,
he might be a candidate again for sacking, just like what has happened to Bournemouth coach. Because,
mm-hmm,
remember, this is a team that ran away with this league in 2016.
Yes.
Surprisingly, by that particular time, no one actually would put their cards on Leicester.
Yes.
But remember, after that, which how many kind of players that Leicester actually...
they lost a number of players and they retained some.
You know, I avoid using the term losing, mm-hmm, simply because it's upon them on agreeing and
retain, yes,
and at the end of it, mm, they accumulate some financial support out of it.
Mm.
They optimally sold their players, competitive players, to the so-called good teams.
Mm.
But then again, they ended up bringing in other good, remember the likes of Tielsman,
mm-hmm,
bringing in other good chunk of players,
yes,
whom I might associate myself to with average players that have never,
mm-hmm,
either taken them to the closer to winning the league,
mm-hmm,
but they have been playing the middle pack of the league. They have been now the natural middle table team,
mm-hmm,
of EPL, which has not been the case. At the moment you win EPL, you need to maintain your stature.
Yes.
And that's how you will even draw back fans,
more, mm-hmm,
attract more sponsorship,
mm-hmm,
and mark you through that, you are now getting the big gun. What is happening to Leicester right now might cost them, and it might end up to be the Leeds of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Leeds those days when Lucas Radebe, mm-hmm, was trading for Leeds?
Yes,
if you remember that lead,
yes,
those time.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a thorn in each flesh it could face.
Mm-hmm.
It was tormenting big teams and it would give them a run for their money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment Leeds slipped down
to the
relegation,
that
it actually dropped and dropped and dropped and dropped. It has taken them ages and ages to come back to the league. That is what Leicester should actually be reading from.
Mm-hmm.
They might be playing around, actually dangling as in a shilling in the hole,
to see what way it fits.
Exactly. But at the end of it,
yes,
they realize that coin has really dropped inside the hole,
mm-hmm,
and they will not be able enough to pull it out and maybe locate it where it has gone.
Mm-hmm. Cedric, aside from that, we had a number of calls this weekend that any football fan will feel that, you know, they were not right. And this is in regards to the video assistant referee, VAR calls. First instance, West Ham against Chelsea. There is a goal that Max Cornet scored, but it was deemed to have, one of the West Ham players, was Bowen, was deemed to have fouled Mendy. So the goal was ruled out, but most football fans probably feel that that goal should have stood. And then the case of Aston Villa versus Man City, a goal was scored, but then Coutinho was deemed to be offside in the play to that goal. What do you make? And now, you know, to make it worse, the PGOML, that is the body that runs football in England, has come out and said, you know, like, yeah, these goals were dubious and we take responsibility from that, we learn and we move on. What did you make of that?
You see, it's too painful,
mm-hmm,
to a team like West Ham, who is actually fighting hard, eh?
Mm-hmm. And but it was on the 90th minute.
Yes, it's fighting hard to come out of the relegation. Remember, they have only accumulated 4 points,
mm-hmm,
out of how many matches?
Six.
Mm-hmm. And this is a team that was among the top six last season,
yes,
trying to push,
mm-hmm,
for the trophy. It even again represented the EPL in Europa League.
Yeah, then Europa League.
It is so much painful,
mm-hmm,
when they are being denied something that would have given them a point.
Because,
mm-hmm, you remember, when Mendy went down,
Yes.
Actually, you could tell he realized he has just lost it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way he could come up and maybe salvage anything out of that battle.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clearly going that if he's not Bowen, and again, any player that was really advancing from the side of West Ham because it was a rebound,
mm-hmm.
could score.
Yes.
Where we see, was it Kamara or who?
Max Cornet.
Cornet, yes. Actually, scoring mm-hmm. that particular goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that particular point, I will throw all the blame to the VAR referee.
Mm-hmm.
What are the essence of you sitting there and seeing the replays of those matches?
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes did it take actually to go back and restart, or even if it's a foul to, mm-hmm. to be taken? That was clear enough. If as we are watching on TV, are miles away from EPL,
and we could say that, and that's we could not see a foul.
If the commentators who are sitting there,
mm-hmm.
they could see.
Yes.
Who are you? And I think now what you call the code of conduct of this referee also should be assessed.
Mm-hmm.
Some referee actually come into this particular match with their minds already set.
Yes.
Knowing whatever they want to achieve, regardless of what happens, mm-hmm. they sway the game to their test.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Denying a team that is really struggling, fighting hard for that point. And if you see, mm-hmm. they were fighting as much as they can to get that point of 14.
Yes.
And you deny them a goal, to me, is quite unbelievable. And I have seen it happening even in the EPL itself.
Yes.
What was it hard, even after the game has commenced,
yes.
to recall that goal? Because
mm-hmm.
we have seen, and I think it was it Brighton? What I was
Brighton versus Manchester
yes,
United.
Yes, I saw a scenario where they were recalled from the dressing room.
Yes,
came back to the pitch.
A penalty was given.
A penalty was taken.
Yes.
Why double standard? Mm-hmm. Why are we not emulating that? I think that once something has happened, you keep it as a precedence.
Mm-hmm.
So that moving on, you will keep on referring for it,
yes.
as you build your... If they keep us telling us that we accept and move on and they are not learning from the past,
mm-hmm.
then they are doing us a disservice.
Yeah,
then there's no need of us having VAR if VAR cannot recall such kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Another good scenario, and in fact now this was so technical,
mm-hmm.
and not even necessarily technical, it's an obvious goal.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aston Villa versus Man City.
Yes.
Coutinho, being clever enough and with his experience,
mm-hmm.
he just rotated the defender,
mm-hmm.
and that's how always the striker, clever strikers will do.
Mm-hmm.
You run your defender into offline.
Yes.
The defender runs away thinking that you are offline, and you drop back to the online.
Mm-hmm.
When the passes come back to you, you're already in a good position
onside
to score.
Yes.
That's what actually Coutinho did.
Mm-hmm.
Just dogging around this defender, trying to tease them, tease as if you are in offside position, and then you come back to your onside position, score. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we saw it. I don't know where this VAR is really helping such a kind of team. And that's actually what separates now EPL. That's what dots EPL to
other leagues.
Not really dotting to other leagues,
mm-hmm.
but what dots as in creates a crack between the EPL, for between the so-called underdog,
yes.
and the some favored super
teams,
superior teams.
Yes.
And that's a very bad scenario if they want actually to commercialize their league. Because at some extent, even sponsor will see some level of biasness that they cannot even associate themselves, their cash with the league.
Mm-hmm. Of course, those were the incidences that had a number of dubious calls in the league on match day 6. Manchester United 3-1 against Arsenal, and Man City with a 1-1 draw against Aston Villa. Chelsea with a 2-1 win against West Ham. Of course, Tottenham with a 2-1 win against Fulham. Crystal Palace settling for a barren draw against Newcastle. Some of the results that we have. Thanks a lot, Cedric Musumba, for giving us your insights on, you know, what transpired on match day 6, and your thoughts on, you know, whether VAR in the English Premier League is making dubious calls and what should be done so that everybody, you know, plays on an even playing field. We'll be looking forward to match day 6, and Cedric Musumba and I will be giving you the lowdowns on what transpires on match day 7.